Back in the autumn, Julia was in East Sussex, finding out more about a very unusual way of farming.
Welcome to Tablehurst Community Farm, where the dung delivered regularly by these beautiful ladies is highly prized. Here it's all about biodynamics, a type of spiritual farming that works in harmony with the earth.
This enigmatic landscape has inspired poets and artists for centuries, but there's something else in the air here that arouses a desire to work closely with Mother Nature. Perhaps not quite this closely.
Biodynamic farmers don't use artificial fertilisers. Instead, they make their own concoctions, mixed using natural substances to their own recipe. Intriguing.
Why are you collecting your lovely cow dung?
Well, because we're a biodynamic farm, and at this time of year, we need to collect it because we do various things with it.
All right, biodynamic farm. Explain the concept.
The concept of a biodynamic farm is that one's not just working with the everyday physical substance, but also the forces working in nature. That sounds a bit cuckoo, perhaps, but if you think of a compass and why it points north. Mm. You know, if you start looking inside that needle to understand it, you're never going to understand it. It's only when you realise that there's a magnetic field around the whole Earth that you can understand why it points north. And to understand a plant or an animal, actually, you can't just look inside that with a microscope either. You have to take into account that there's a whole cosmos out there with a sun and a moon and the planets and the stars and the zodiac.
So you're working very closely with Mother Nature, and you believe strongly in the forces of Mother Nature.
We do, yes, and that those forces are in our food if it's good food, and that they're not if it's done the wrong way.
And how much of this stuff do you need?
For this farm, about two buckets like that.
Two buckets? Mm. Well, I better get my shovel and keep helping you then, haven't I?
As compared to trailer loads.
That's not bad.
This spiritual science might sound a bit New Age, but it all began in 1924 when farmers asked philosopher Rudolf Steiner to find out if chemical fertilisers were adversely affecting their soil conditions and the health of their livestock. He thought they were.
That meant no to chemicals and yes to biodynamic farming, which is where the cow dung comes back in again. Right, bucket of cow horns and a bucket of
yes.
cow dung.
So we're going to fill these up with manure.
Uh-huh.
And then the horn will be left in the ground over winter. And when you dig it up in the spring, this manure will have a completely different consistency. But it's not just that, there's more to it. I think the fact that it's in the earth over winter means this had those forces that I was telling you about from the cosmos and everything,
yeah.
which go into the earth and are concentrated here in these horns in the manure, which will make this manure a very special substance.
I think this looks like a rather magnificent cow dung ice cream cone.
With the cow horns filled to the brim with the lovely wholesome poo, the next job is to bury them.
So this is the burial mound.
Yes. You can see them here, how they've been laid in. Yeah. I mean, if you put it like this, it's a crank that the water will get in and it will go soggy and putrid instead of going into beautiful humus. So we actually put them down like this, that the water doesn't collect in them.
Okay. And how many of these horns full of dung are you going to bury?
Well, we'll actually do about 500 acre farm, and we give some to some local people as well, so we do about 400.
That's quite a lot.
It's quite a lot.
It's a lot of work. It's taken us ages to do this many.
It's not really that much work. When you consider what it does for the farm, we spray the whole farm twice a year with this.
The horns have to stay in the ground for 6 months for the cosmic magic to happen and turn it into something far more sweet smelling.
And next year, this is what you're going to get?
Yes,
the
yes.
finished product.
You can see it's very different. It's black, it's humus-like, it smells...
It smells earthy and beautiful.
Earthy and wonderful, doesn't it?
Yeah. That's what all the hard work was for.
That's what it's all for.
Just when I thought the hard work was over, I was wrong.
So that ball of manure is going yes. in this bucket full of water?
It is, yes.
That's not a lot.
It's not a lot. Because it's not just the substance that we're dealing with, it's the forces in the substance. We're going to stir this for an hour.
Well, you might be.
There's a specific way that we do it. Shall I show you?
Yes, please do.
So we start at the outside, and what you have to do is get a vortex in there. It starts getting a kind of order in there, and then when you've got a lovely vortex like that, you change the direction. And there you can see it creates a kind of confusion in there, which will get all the oxygen in. Also, I think it somehow imprints the memory into the water of the substance, so that when you spray it over the fields, it's effective.
There'll be some people watching at home now, and they're going to say, he's just a bit bonkers.
Maybe. I mean, I'm not going to try and argue with everybody. One has to do what one sees works and what one feels is right.
Well, you've got 58 minutes to go.
Whether or not you think this is nuts, this farm has been biodynamically run for the last 40 years, and it doesn't seem to be doing too badly on it.